Welcome back, brethren, to the 801st Legion Podcast, a Star Wars Legion podcast. We know it's been a minute, but we're so excited to talk about some awesome things today. So without further ado, punch it, Kyle.
Hello there.
You must unlearn
dark side
what you have
of the is a pathway to many abilities.
Wait, red, red, some green, or red, green, red.
I know it.
Shut up, she'll do.
Sorry about the mess.
I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you.
General Kenobi.
Let's rearrange some architecture.
Is it possible to learn this power?
I thank you for your hospitality.
Twice the pride, double the fall.
Impressive.
I'll show you the dark side.
And we are back. What's up, everybody? Kyle, how you doing?
You say it's been a minute. It's like been only like 3 weeks.
Coming, come on. It's come funny because if we miss a week, then
we hear about it.
We hear.
Yeah.
Texts,
so
chats, discords, everybody.
Just so you guys know, like, because like not everyone's like in the Discord or anything like that. My laptop decided to like not work for a bit there, so I got that fixed. And then when I got it fixed, my charger decided not to work, so I had to get that refreshed. It's all my fault, really. Just blame it all on me.
Well, then so, family stuff came up, so it's just been a heck of a time.
Yeah, but I mean, again, we do promise, but we do aim to get offensive stance. You know, 2 aim tokens. we aim to get an episode a week, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. So we're sorry.
We're sorry. But
anyways, though, we had some cool stuff happen this last couple weeks, though.
We did.
Something happened today. It was like a...
Today?
Yeah. Huh. This morning. Do you remember what it was?
I think it had something to do with double vision. Like,
double vision?
Anakin!
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's out.
Sorry. Dude, I just... It escaped me. It's not like the whole internet is burning down over or anything like that.
No, it's not like Discords are blowing up everywhere. Heated discussion left and right about this boy. That's kind of one of the main topics today because it's been a crazy month, right? So we want to talk about Anakin, obviously. We also ran a tournament, and we'll cover that a little bit as well. But my gosh, like this guy.
This boy
is something. He's something else. What do you think?
No, I think you're something else is the way to describe it. I think it's the best way we could go about this from this point is I think we should both state how we feel about him initially, and then we'll kind of go over his card and then his command card, all of his stuff that got spoiled today, and then we can go from there. Because I feel like so far we both have different takes on. Is Anakin going to be good? Is he going to be bad? Is he somewhere in the middle? I think we both have separate takes on that. So just real quickly, Matt, how do you feel about Anakin? Do you think he's going to be good? It's kind of the middle ground. No fence sitters in this game of
no
Legion
fence
of ours.
Sitters. Yeah, like there's always a winner. In fact, there's no ties ever. There's always a winner.
Like, how about this? You could be like a 51% or a 49%, but you can't be like, nah, he's okay, and be a 50%.
No,
you have to
totally.
Be like, I'm leaning towards him being good or I'm leaning towards him being bad.
Well, you already heard when I walked in today, so I'll kind of like to state how I've been feeling today because I was at work and out this morning, and I took a break like the second the article dropped. So I hit the article, and I went into the Discord, and I'll be honest, I was a little taken aback because I guess the expectations for Anakin have been super high. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know who in the world, maybe except for Ahsoka, the hype is higher for. Mm-hmm. I really don't. And so all this happened, and then the article dropped. I read the article, went through everything real quick, and then I had to get back to work. So I just kind of posted about my initial impressions, and I have gone back since. But man, I don't know. I don't know what to think. I'm kind of worried. I think my biggest concern, and I'll just say this right off the bat, because he's got a lot of great things. He's got a lot of good keywords. He hits hard. I'm concerned about the downsides to his card.
Mm.
I'll be just straight up honest about that. I feel like it locks him out of a lot of gameplay, and I feel like a good player will immediately know how to stop Anakin, and that's what I'm super worried about. New players, not so much. I think new players will have a super hard time. But I am very cautiously worried about him.
But you're thinking he's more on like the negative side of things? Like, you don't think he's going to be quite as good as you hope?
I don't think he'll see any play. I think competitively, there might be one or two lists, but I don't think you'll do that. I think you'll see a lot more wrecks over Kenobi. Mm-hmm. And we know rules changes are coming, so that could change. But I don't know.
They release Anakin's spoiler, and before he even comes out, they errata the points. Oh, we heard your response.
Anakin now costs 150 points. Super low. I think he's way better than Commander Luke, but I hate to say he's going to be dead on arrival, but I fear he's going to go the Vader route. Mm. Does that make sense? Now, he has a lot going for him. We'll talk about it later. But we can even get into my concerns maybe even later.
We're going to go through the whole thing.
But I guess this is just like first impressions.
Yeah.
I am worried he's not going to be as good as we want him to be. Not that he's going to be bad, but I don't feel like he's going to be this top contender. Like, oh, you got Anakin on the table. It's big. I think he'll be a little underwhelming. What do you think, though?
So I'm leaning on the side of I think he's really good. I think he's looking really good. A couple things about that. I'm sure we're like we just said, we're going to get into detail. But just right off the bat, I think Anakin is going to be a character that you have to play perfectly. And if you don't, you're going to get caught off guard. And a lot of people are going to be taken back by that and just say, oh, this person isn't good. Like I can't be caught off guard. Just because the margin of error is small, I don't think that equates necessarily to that character being bad. For example, I feel like Palpatine, his margin of error is very small. Like you can't mess up with Palpatine's death ball. You know, you can't with his IRGs. Like if you mess up, it's kind of over for him. And I feel like the same is going to be applied to Anakin. And for different reasons, of course, the command cards all have a negative side to it. And that was a big thing we were talking about earlier today, because we both understood those command cards differently. Cause I thought initially that it would be permanent and then all these benefits. And then because it said period, that sentence was over. But when you came in, you were saying, no, it's permanent period, all the effects. Right. And then Luke Eddy specified on the Legion Discord that was the case. Still, I think that took me from wow, Anakin is going to be amazing to wow, Anakin is going to be really good. And then amazing, like two rounds out of the game, like there's going to be a round or two where Anakin's going to suffer, like no doubt. But for 160 point user of any force ability in the game that throws five red dice, that's just good.
It's like really solid.
Well, and I made this comment on our Discord earlier too, but like I love how you brought up Vader, like how you hope he doesn't go with the way to Vader. This is the best version of Vader in the game.
By far.
Yeah.
By far.
So.
And I mean, his command cards are extremely good still, but like this fixes all the problems that Vader has, where he's just not mobile enough. Mm-hmm. I will say him having speed 2 and jump immediately, in my opinion, makes him much better than Vader,
mm-hmm.
just because that mobility's there. But the same as Vader, it's like, dude, suppression is the thing that that scares me more than anything.
Yeah, I guess that's a good time to get into it too. Let's talk about his card, I guess, first off.
Yeah.
And then we can go into like those command cards, so we could talk about what's kind of scary. First, right off the bat, like we said, he's 160 points. He has jump 1. Go figure, he's a Jedi; he can do that. Gemstone mastery, which I think is one of his best attributes. Do you have it pulled up? You want to read that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to agree. I think that Gemstone is amazing. So Gemstone mastery, it's a brand new lightsaber mastery that's just come out, and it's important. Going off of the Legion Academy episode, I think we could see this on other Jedi, but that's beside the point. For Anakin, he's got it. It says, while defending, if you spend a dodge token, you gain surge defense. If at least one hit or crit result was canceled, the attacker suffers one wound. So, yeah, it's guaranteed deflect every time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have the variety of deflects. You can't deflect 5, but let's be real. With deflect, you're maybe getting one. Well, so it's guaranteed. It's so much
better.
There's
been entire games where I'll try and trigger deflect, and I get nothing to bounce back.
Not a single one.
Like, even with Obi-Wan in Suresu Melee, like, there's nothing. Like, I can't. Like, I just don't do it. I just roll blocks or blanks. Like, I don't know. My dice don't like the surge result, I guess.
Right?
That's weird as a clone player.
Well, it's so funny, too, because, like, if you look at different. let's be real, like this fixes a lot of the problems with all sniper strike teams, right?
Yeah.
Because other sniper, well, I guess maybe except for other strike teams that have, like the OT trilogy that mm-hmm. have, you know, hyper velocity, you can't.
Yeah.
You like, can't even spend the dodge. Yeah, you can't even spend the dodge, but that's one damage. You're immune pierce anyways.
Yeah.
The other ones are immune deflect. Well, this isn't deflect, yep. So you're not immune to it.
And that's going to be super good, I think, too. Because, like, I don't know. Like, immune to deflect is something you don't see too often, but when it comes around and rears its ugly head, it really hurts. Like, yeah, I got this off on you. Oh, sorry, I'm immune. I'm an ARC trooper. I don't care.
I had it come up on the tournament once or twice.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And it was so funny because I was like, oh, I get deflect, and like, not this time.
Yeah.
It was weird. That's it was crazy. Really weird.
Well, okay. Well, next on his card is Flawed, and this is the big boy, right? This is the one of the things that's very interesting about Anakin, but it's adding that flaw card to your opponent's hand. Now, in a realistic COVID world, I'm assuming we're just going to have this silent agreement that that's not going in your opponent's hand. That's just going to be placed on the side of the table. And then when you want to play it, you'll tell your opponent, hey, I want
to
play this.
No, make sure to lick it first.
Yeah, well, lick it, sneeze on it. Don't like actually get the hand sanitizer remover before you even touch it.
Right.
But yeah, so that's – and we're going to go over that flaw card, but we really just want to get through his card as a whole right yeah. now. Immune to Pierce – We know what that is. And then Tempted, which is another one of his things that I think is going to set him apart from anyone else in this game, is that you can equip any force upgrade of any alignment. Which, dude, I don't know about you, but this opens up a lot of windows for me. Because you're like, oh yeah, light side and dark side ability. What about Night Sisters? What about a force power that's tied to witchcraft, you know?
Any alignment. It is not light and dark side. Regular side
scum and villainy, you know,
who knows? Yeah, like who knows?
Like, is there a force ability that's gonna be scum and villainy alone? Eh, who knows? But the idea,
we can dream.
Yeah, let me dream, dang it.
Yeah. People at home are shaking their heads. No, it's black or white.
Yeah, it's never only a Sith deals in absolutes.
Some Sith listening at home,
as he says in absolute. Yeah. Okay, but six health. I'm not going to lie. That's one thing I'm like, ugh, gosh.
I know. I don't know what to think about that. I
wish it was seven, personally.
Oh, there's so many times, like, playing Dooku that six health is just enough for him to fail and die in one mm-hmm. one go. Grievous, it's enough to be like, okay, like, you'll make one save. You at least, you know, if you get caught in the open, pants down. But six is enough to be like, ooh, you can fail that fast. How much is Kenobi? Kenobi's
six as well. Kenobi's six right?
as well. I think he's six as well.
Well, one Jedi I know that is seven is Op Luke, right? Like, he has seven.
That is true.
And I was kind of hoping that Anakin would be a pseudo. No, Kenobi is six, by the way. Kenobi
I guess Vader is also.
Yeah.
Which isn't terrible. It's actually not that bad.
Yeah. But I was kind of hoping he'd be closer to Operative Luke with courage value and health. Because courage value on Op Luke is just so good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but three courage is really nice. And we're going to talk about why that's so crucial here in a second. But then he has but as far as upgrades go, he could take two force abilities and two training upgrades. And we had a couple of those new cards for both of those slots revealed.
We did. I mean, I think we already knew about offensive and defensive stances,
right.
Which... obviously, they're going to fill in there. Those are Jedi only or mm-hmm. Force user only. We'll see in the future. And training upgrades, which I think these are all going to be highly contested, highly sought after.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think – obviously, the community will probably land on what they think are the best outfits. But even looking at Discord today, both our own, the 101st Legion Discord and the actual Legion, the Legion Discord, I don't think people could really come to a consensus about many things.
Right.
So that's one that we'll have to talk about later. And his weapon, just to finish off, was just his lightsaber, Anakin's lightsaber, which is the same as Op Vader.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 5 red, impact 3, pierce 3.
Oh.
Which is, let's be real, that's a spicy meatball. He in my mind, he mimics a lot of what Dooku does so well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's harder to do it. Like, I could see where, like, they were going, because Dooku is, like, that pinnacle lightsaber user.
Yeah.
And I see how he gets there in a lot of ways.
And this isn't my original thought. It's something that I've heard in the echo chamber that is Discord. But that saber throw is going to be like a must have on Anakin, because that'll be three dice with his command card, which again we'll come back to in a second, but surge crit and pierce three, impact three, fire support into that. That's gonna be a spicy meatball.
Seems pretty good, especially. Oh, that's true with the clones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Having anything that makes fire support actually genuinely worth it, it has to be surge to hit at the very least. Surge to crit, even better, honestly.
That's so, something the clones want.
Yeah, and Anakin has really no need to have surge to crit if he's a melee character, unless if he's doing a ranged attack. Like, crits don't mean anything except for, like, if you're fighting Kenobi, I guess, in melee.
The crits? Well, yeah. You got to think, like, let's go up against vehicles, because I think this is a valid point also. As Alex Davey, in the recent interview he did on the Legion Academy podcast, he talked a lot about vehicles. That's a huge focus. Like, you could tell he wants vehicles to be better. Kind of makes me scared for being an AAT boy myself, because I like how it's the king of vehicles. But let's be real. Vehicles with armor absolutely suck. And Anakin's lightsaber is impact 3, pierce 3. So let's say you search crit, throw your lightsaber. This is magical Christmas land. I know a lot of you at home are like, no, that's never going to happen.
Make believe.
Make believe right now. Perfect situation. You walk up to an AT-ST, fire support, a clone Z6 in there. So that's 10 dice for the clones. You got your 3 from Anakin, and that's just his saber throw. His saber, so you got 13 dice surge crit, right? Statistically, you should probably be getting 2 or 3 of those being natural crits.
Yeah.
You're going to have aim tokens, because you can do that with a new card. So you'll reroll, so you're probably going to get 3 or 4 natural crits. You've got impact 3, so you're getting even more crits. Pierce 3.
Mm.
You should be doing probably 6 to 7 crits at that ATST, and that's just normal. Let's say you're one of those people like Hot Hands McGee over here throwing
dice.
We have a couple. There are some people. There's some people I play against, and I'm like, I don't know how you
don't bake your dice, kids.
Yeah, no, please. Think about microwaving. Like, that's pretty good. And then the Pierce 3 is just guaranteed. Like, you could take out ATRTs in one shot, probably.
Yep, especially since those white dice ain't saving much.
I know that.
Oh, man. Well, okay, and I love that you said that, because that also made me think of two other situations. Not just the Z6, but you get the Rocket Trooper. That's more impact. And here, hot off the press, I'm calling it now, Clone Shotgun with Pierce, making that Pierce 4, baby.
Pierce 4. Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. For the phase 1s?
Yeah. Imagine, because he has to be at range 1 to 2 of a friendly unit anyway, so maybe which we know a point change is coming, and another thing that Alex Davey talked about is like adjusting some of those heavy upgrade point values to see them get more play. Now, he was kind of talking about Rebels and Empire at the time, but if that does carry over to clones and droids, which I think they should, because no one's taking phase 1 or B1 upgrades. Like, let's be real.
No, it was funny, because like, we've got a couple guys in our community that do, and when they do it right, it works well. But
I've only seen it with the B1 though. I've never seen clone phase. Ever since phase 2s and arcs came out, I've never seen phase 1s. Yeah, I've never seen it. But yeah, but with B1s, I have seen the range 4. That's kind of cool.
I think especially
it's just as effective as their 6 dice.
Well, it's just with the meta you have now, you've had to have it because this little thing called standby is range 3. It's not range 4.
That's obnoxious.
I know. Like, I'm not going to lie. If the standbys didn't exist, though, I would probably not be running strike teams with the droids. I'd probably just be running full BX commando units with swords. Because it's so cool. I've had it happen against Rebels. I've had it happen against Empire, where you get those guys in there, and they do so much work because they're so efficient. But then you get to clones, and you're like, I guess I've had my guys punched to death with those standby tokens. Like, it feels bad.
That's horrible. It feels bad.
But that may change. We'll hope.
But, anyways, fire supporting with Anakin seems good. Like, I think that's something I'm looking forward to with having clones change up a bit, is more reason to fire support. Because you know me, Matt, and people in our local community know, I don't really like to do, like, every once in a while I'll do a list where it's like, standby clones. Like, one of my favorite ones to deal with is, like, 3 phase 1s, 3 arc troopers. I like that. But overall, I don't necessarily like to stand by my clones as much as I like to stand by Kenobi.
You definitely are very unique in that way, and it works super well for you, especially based off what our local community has been.
So, and I guess what I'm saying, though, is that, like, I would love more of that with Anakin. Like, we know Padme is going to synergize really well with him to get suppression off and all that stuff, and Obi-Wan seems like he'll, and Rex, for that matter, will be able to synergize really well. So, yeah. I don't know.
Well, should we talk about that maybe? Do we want to break down his command cards now?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's start with, yeah. Do you want to go from 3 to 1?
Let's do that. Let's go to 3 to 1, because I feel like the 3 is the one that you're probably going to see. I feel like it's what you'll see. I don't know. Like, I think it would be the one you'd see the most, but each of these cards almost could be a way to build Anakin himself.
Right.
But let's talk about it. So his 3 pip, we already know this one. This is Hero of the Clone Wars. This was revealed forever ago.
Yeah, Gen Con, right? Yeah.
It's permanent. Anakin, Skywalker, and 2 units. Anakin gets Exemplar and Reliable 2. At the end of his activation, if he is not at range 1 or 2 of a friendly unit, he gains 1 suppression. So we've known about that. Nothing to write home about. I will say it's super nice that this does actually issue to other units, because he's like Dooku. Literally, he mimics Dooku in so many ways. And I like they did that, because mimicking Dooku means that they were building off the template for what the best saber user should be. Because he's very selfish with his command cards. Very. And that's the only one where he actually issues orders to other people. But yeah, I guess, do we want to just move to the second one?
Yeah, because like this really,
we know that matter. One. Yeah, we know how it goes.
So it's like, it's honestly, my one thing I want to say about the 3 pip is like, it's Padme. Like, it makes Anakin Padme.
Points for Padme? Just take Anakin.
Yeah, exactly. Like, literally. It's except better, because Reliable 2 instead of 1.
Anakin's a little expensive. Can't take phase 2s. Don't worry. You can take less phase 2s, but you can still take them.
You'll still get the surge token.
You should still take them.
But yeah, let's jump onto that 2 pip, why don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. So his 2 pip is called You Underestimate My Power. So thematic. I love the titles.
Now I want a Kenobi card that's just like, don't try it.
That's a flaw card. It's like an overpowered card. It's like, if Kenobi is a high 1 from Anakin, he gets this card. Don't try it.
Now I have to make a proxy card for my flaw card.
Am I going to have to buy it? You know what the worst part is? I'll have to buy another model of Anakin. Saw him in half and make his body 2 like bases.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh. Anywho,
you okay, I'll read this one.
Yeah, go for it.
Permanent effect, as per usual with Anakin. Anakin Skywalker gains Surge to Crit, which we talked about, and Master the Force 1. At the end of his activation, if he did not perform an attack, he gains 1 suppression token. This is a little bit of a hot one. I've heard a lot of people say they don't think this card is so great. I think this card is situational, but I think it's still good.
Yeah, this is one of those ones. His 1 and 2 pip for me are his best cards. They're so powerful. But the suppression fallback, like I said before, is the thing that makes me worry. He's got Courage 3, but the order in which you play the cards is so clutch, because like I see where the natural progression is. You want to play 3, you want to play 2, you want to play his 1. We'll get to that in a second. But I think the bonuses from this, just getting Surge to Crit off the bat, immediately makes his lightsaber Dooku, except you have Pierce 3. Doesn't work against other saber users, because they still have immune to Pierce. But getting that Surge to Crit immediately makes your dice statistically, like, a little bit better. You're hitting a little bit better on those dice. Yeah. It's takes you from 6 to 7 hits.
Yeah.
Like results on a red.
And actually, I think that's nail meets head right there. I think this card is what solidified in my mind that Anakin is not necessarily a one-trick pony. He is a Swiss Army knife. I think he'll be able to gel into different lists very, very well. Now, will he be the best in every single list? Maybe not. But I think if you want to run a Kenobi Anakin list, this card is what says, okay, well, maybe you send Anakin after trooper units like droids or clones or, you know, what have you, and while Obi-Wan deals the damage, because he has to attack, and you want to take advantage of Pierce 3 every round. So keep the heroes like on guard with Kenobi, have Anakin wreak havoc, Or maybe this is also the card, or maybe actually more of his 3-pip where he gains reliable. Actually, just really anything that gives him suppression, which is all of his tokens. Something they said on the Legion Academy podcast. We listened to that, can you tell?
That'd be pretty cool.
One of them threw out the idea that this Anakin could be built in a way where he's just, with that new card Force Barrier, maybe he's just in your back line defending with Obi-Wan, like, hardcore while your clones are standbying.
Oh, dude, I actually had that same thought, and it almost makes me think that might be the best way to do it.
Because
We've talked about with Kenobi how his cards, and we can talk about this after we go over maybe let's go over the one pip first.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Because this is like an idea. This is the one thing that gives me a ray of hope.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it because this we'll talk about it.
There's so much.
There's a lot. So this is one pip. I'll go over it real quick. This is where the fun begins. I'm so happy those names are
meme-y.
It's so great. It's Anakin Skywalker, just himself again. Permanent, Anakin Skywalker gains outmaneuver and relentless. At the end of his activation, if he was not the first friendly unit to activate during the current round, he gains one suppression token. That is so strong. What I love about this card is just the fact that it gives you a training upgrade, and it gives you the relentless. Like I said, his cards mimic Dooku's so much. We're like, Dooku's is that control. It's mm-hmm. the control. It's giving suppression. It's saying when you're going. For Anakin, it's saying he has to do attacks.
Right.
For his one pip, it gives him the relentless and outmaneuver. For Dooku, he gets relentless and versatile. They're both incentivized to attack and be the first people to go that round. There's so much going on there. But the fact that he gets literally, you know, situational awareness built in here, that's just 2 points that this card adds on to mm-hmm. his cost. And relentless, like, that's a pretty dang good one, especially for somebody who has 2 Force upgrades and needs to attack every turn.
Yeah. There's just so much to unpack there, too, because, like, where do the possibilities end with that relentless keyword? Like, do you move into cover, then throw your lightsaber? Do you move out of cover, throw your lightsaber, move back into cover? Do you kind of like a tauntaun thing? Or do you move onto a building, get that heavy cover, then throw your saber, or do you move get into melee combat? It's going to be so situational with him, because, like, you don't want to take more suppression, because as we'll soon get to this flaw card, it's going to really hurt you. The number one thing I disagree, or not disagree with, but I want to remind everybody when this happened, or with this, like, how they're dogging on Anakin, like, oh, he's going to get panicked so easily. Anakin, you know. I think people are making it such a big deal that they, like, for example, maybe it'll be different with Anakin because he's, like, you could really easily exploit his suppression value or his courage value. But Obi-Wan, for me, rarely has suppression on him. Yes, Anakin's cards give him suppression inherently if you don't do a certain thing. You remove it at the end of the activation if you played him right. Like, if you get into melee combat and don't suffer any ranged attacks, you're fine to remove that card. If you have no one has line of sight on you, they can't shoot at you and add more suppression. I just feel like this is going to be one of those characters that is just so divisive because so many people are going to have different takes on it, and that's cool. In fact, I think it's honestly so thematic that Anakin is as controversial already as he is for the movies.
Oh, like for you and me, I think he's like our favorite character.
Yeah.
Like, this is the character that I've been waiting for so long. Like, I love the droids, but I'll be honest, Maul is going to have to be really good for me to stick with the droids for a little bit. Like, when Maul and Anakin come out, I'm probably just going to play Anakin for a while.
Yeah.
I just am. I am. Like, I've got my 501st painted up. Yeah. Oh, droids? Psh, don't put those away. No, I'm just kidding. I love my droids. Sidebar. This is just so funny. I had to make this thing. So there's been like a little 40K community starting up, and with 9th edition, mm-hmm. I picked up Necrons. I just think it's so funny that the factions I want to play in every game always end up being the droids. It's just funny how that works out. I don't know. I'll say this about Anakin. I feel like my favorite way that I want to run him is with Kenobi and do a slow move up together. Yeah. We talked about this with Kenobi, where, like, his cards are built. So first turn, you protect yourself. Second turn, you get those surges. You're encouraged to move, get those hits, do all that stuff. And then his mm-hmm. turn one, protects him and lets him get in there into melee. I feel like Anakin's the same way, where it's like, turn one, get Exemplar, get a lot of tokens, move up slowly past your tokens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turn two, start preparing to attack, get really aggressive. Yeah. Turn one, this is Anakin at the height of his power. Mm-hmm. He's like balls to the wall, like, okay,
this
now
is where the fun begins.
This is literally the fun begins. Like, turns three, I'm ready to go. But that's where the big thing happens for with me and Kenobi is like I feel like doing that walk up slowly means you're by people, so you're not taking suppression for his three pip. You're by second turn, you can move, saber throw. That's a range three attack if you move and throw.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that off. You don't have to hit, you just have to throw, but that's guaranteed. And his one pip by then, you just run away from the pack, yeah. And then Kenobi can follow up. What scares me is, and this is what makes me a little worried, but I'll be honest, the more I look at Anakin, the more I'm kind of cooling off a little bit, mm. Becoming more positive. What scares me is when that order gets disrupted.
Yeah.
What if you feel you need to play Kenobi's command cards, or you really feel like I need this generic right now?
Oh, man, I'm so glad you said that. That
blows things up, and so I like Kenobi's cards, but it just worries me that sometimes these are going to be so situational that you're like, you know what, I really need to do this thing for these other units, but Anakin needs his search crit now.
Oh, man.
And that's where I think new players are going to step away from Anakin. New players are not going to like Anakin because they're going to feel so overwhelmed.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so glad you said that because I think that situationalness adds to the fun factor with Anakin. I want to talk about his flaw card now because this leads in. I'm gonna go on a freaking tirade or whatever. I don't know. Let's talk about his flaw card because I have a whole thought process I want to get through here. It's his flaw card, as we knew, is gonna have negative effects for Anakin. It's called "Not a Story the Jedi Would Tell." You may play this card at the start of the command phase if there is an enemy Anakin Skywalker with at least one suppression token. The enemy Anakin Skywalker cannot be issued orders. So step one. This has to be played at the beginning of the command phase. So, just to get my thought process out there on why I wanted to jump to this real quick. Let's say you were planning on playing an Anakin card. This card has to be played at the beginning of the command phase. And they have to tell you that's going to happen. Maybe you were going to plan on playing This Is Where the Fun Begins. Ooh, but I don't know if I could fulfill those requirements this turn. But I have been fulfilling the requirement with Kenobi right there. Kenobi's in the middle of everybody. I'm going to play Hello There. Like, just suddenly this disruption of like, oh crap, I thought I was canceling out Anakin, but I totally left myself open for Obi-Wan. I think that situational ability talks about how he really is just going to be a strong character for somebody who's patient and that is going to probably lose their first couple games with him until they get like a good rhythm with how he operates with different units.
Like the thematic, well, it's very thematic too that like Obi-Wan's there to kind of fix Anakin's flaws. Like, he is extremely defensive, and I think the new Force abilities are really going to help Kenobi out a lot.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Kenobi wants to dodge Force reflexes, and then he's got his Guardian and Stress and Mastery, man. He's got three dodge tokens mm-hmm. already. Like, that's crazy.
Yep. So maybe Hello There, now your dodge tokens aren't even used for yourself anymore. Yeah. Now they're used to block Anakin's attacks.
And if you're ready with Kenobi to attack, you just flip his card to the offensive side for the offensive stance, and then when you pop Hello There, you just aim and
yep.
move into swing.
Or maybe you're like, no, I'll play push. Like, you just, I don't want to play that card yet.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I'm saying, though. I love that this takes place before you decide to reveal your card. Because nothing is final on your command card until you reveal it to your opponent. And also, something we were talking about earlier, this is crucial that the timing is worked out with your opponent. If your opponent sees your – if you say, okay, is it time to flip? You flip your card. I'm going to be that guy that's like if someone comes and like, oh, wait, this turn I want to do.
Sorry. Like,
yeah.
That's such a crucial thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, usually we're good about take backs. He's,
but
that's
this
like
is
a
like
no
the one
take
yeah.
back. Like sorry.
This
like,
is
I'm
the time.
Not letting you do that.
Yeah. Cause like that would, like, I'm not going to just change my whole strategy after we agreed to reveal our cards. I feel like that's like akin to like going back and rerolling an aim because you forgot to equip an aim, even though like you had moved. You know,
right?
Like, you can't undo it all, right?
Yeah, and let's be real. Like, where does this card, like, have the biggest potential to hurt Anakin? It's just one pip, right? The pip that
yeah.
says he must activate first. I think the crucial thing is the one suppression. I was thinking about Op Luke, and I kind of figured Op Luke would be kind of a hindrance to Anakin in this sense, because, like, you got to keep suppression on him. Well, what if Anakin gets up and he has no suppression? And then Luke Jedi mind tricks him.
Yeah.
Because you're running that build. Like, you're doing it so you can get your, you know, and now you see your Master Well stuff. Like, there are ways to do those things, but, like,
well,
it basically, it put makes Dooku's two-pip happen for every faction during Anakin's one-pip, which is super crucial.
But Luke couldn't do that to Anakin, right? Like, if I'm thinking about this right, because he's a commander operative, which you can't
do that to. Oh, you can't Jedi mind trick. That's true. But what if you, like, you serve your...
Serving Master Well
to shoot him or something.
Right. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Like, there are ways to do it, and, like, let's say you take a mortar shot. You're just unlucky. Yeah. What happens?
Fire-supported mortars. Force suppression. You have Anakin Obi-Wan with a Jedi mind trick on you. You have force suppression.
Oh, gosh, dude. So it's just, it stacks up a lot. But
no, and I think...
Like, there are going to be those moments where you get caught by this card.
Oh, yeah. Well, for sure. And I think there's the turn that everyone's going to have to, like... We've talked about it before. There's things in this game where you learn once, and then you should never have to worry about it again.
Yeah,
I think there's going to be everyone's game with Anakin where all three of these cards bite you in the butt. Like, oh, you have to gain three suppression because not only did you not activate first, but you also weren't in range two of Kenobi because I killed Kenobi. And look, all your clone troopers are way back there. Also, you're dead.
Yeah, like, you're going to have that game where the dice fail and you just lose, and you're going to say, man, Anakin sucks. I'm never using him. And I guess that's where I'm the most worried, is because...
And that's... Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess the competitive community, they probably have a lot to talk about. And Anakin is great. The fact that he can jump means that you can hide him, so he's not getting shot. But let's say you play in a community where people absolutely suck. Let's say they make 40k tables to play Legion. That's not even the same game. The terrain does not work even the same. Like...
Is it breachable or...
Yeah. Is it breach? Yeah, I know. That's obscuring that's not obscuring breachable, totally different, but like, just the way people build their tables is way too linear for that. But you, let's say you end up in those games, you just get shot off the table, bad game was gonna happen, you're gonna say Anakin sucks. But it's just those, I guess. Yeah, I said this to you earlier, my opinions on this are coming from a droid player's perspective. Yeah. And everybody I saw talking about Anakin was seeing it from a droid player's perspective, because we kept comparing him to Dooku. Because Dooku is the, I hate to say he's the MFG, but he is so good. Let's compare this
205 point unit to the 160 unit.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
compare stormtroopers to ARC troopers. Like, what?
It's not even close. But, like, it just blows my mind. And I think that's where I'm coming from, is we're like, his flock card, I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. Like, what? Because I see it from the Dooku perspective, where I'm like, when that term comes up and I know that you're going to pop your one pip.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm playing double the fall, I'm just playing the two pip and I'm letting Grievous get you first. Or I'm playing the one pip and I'm beating you there.
Yeah.
I
will say this, because I want to say this while you're on this train of thought, and I don't mean to interrupt you, because I just
No. Let me know, because it's so interesting how you and I are on, like, either sides of the fence, not in a competitive way, but different opinions.
Well, I think we're gonna start seeing more disparity / counters to characters. I feel like Dooku is a really good counter to Anakin. I feel like Maul is going to be a really good counter to Obi-Wan. Maybe Ahsoka is going to be a really good counter to someone else. Maybe it's going to be a game of rock, paper, scissors in no time. You know?
Maybe Ahsoka counters Dooku. Maul. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. Chancellor Palpatine, when he comes to the Republic, can counter Dooku. Be like,
oh, man.
Dooku's on the table, sacrifice him.
I would love to get a Palpatine. Can I say that? Like, it would be so fun to get a Palpatine, like Chancellor Palpatine. Make him similar to Emperor Palpatine, except maybe he only does one Force upgrade, you know? Or maybe his command cards are Force abilities, so it's more subtle.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, like, that'd be cool.
So maybe it's like, oh, I get this ability, but he didn't use the Force. Or maybe, like, he's just taken Force upgrades that are...
Palpatine, I think, has the chance to be the most reprinted mini in the game. Because if they did that, they could do it for Darth Sidious for the droids. They could do Chancellor Palpatine for the Republic.
I got this. Okay, yeah. Because this is what I was thinking. His command card would be... He doesn't have any weapons. He's just... It could be like Anakin kind of thing. The permanence. Where he's handing out... like abilities, like, you know, he's building up keywords. He's like, oh, now I have Exemplar, now I have this, now I'm have
too
this.
Weak.
And then his one pip would be like, you know, there is no mercy. Whatever he says to Maul when he's shocking the crap out of him.
Have mercy.
And his and that card would be like, you know, he gets lightsabers and lightning that turn. And it could be wild where you're like, whoa.
Where did
he just went
from
being like a supportive character to being a super attack heavy character. And that would be way cool. Way cool. But
back to Anakin though. Sorry for this episode of Double Vision. But yeah. So I think this flaw card is going to really bite us in the butt every once in a while. Well, like I said, I think it should only really bite you in the butt once. Learn from it, and then hopefully it never happens again. Maybe learn how you like to play Anakin, and then realize maybe I don't need that one pip. Maybe I don't need that three, whatever it may be for you, how you play. Maybe you don't need those keywords as much, right? Like for someone that doesn't play super aggressively, maybe they like to do more of a standby thing. I don't see really why you need outmaneuver and relentless. Maybe you're just going to be there for when someone comes after your clones, you could just go right into melee combat, right? I don't know. Just spitballing here as far as, like, different abilities. Well, Swiss Army Knife, not...
Definitely. And he definitely opens up a lot of list-building stuff. I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about list-building for Anakin, but let's also talk about, like, the upgrade cards
that are coming in here.
Because I think these are ones that you'll have to take with him. Oh, Dr. Aphra with Vader also.
I know.
That was so cool. I was sad you beat me to it. I was going to say something, but I was at work. So.
Yeah, Dr. Aphra is on the card for Force Barrier.
Force Barrier. Which, by the way, I think is like one of the most powerful Force upgrades. Like we were talking about this the other day. We're like, how do you make new Force upgrades that take the spots of stuff that's already there? This is super in contention. Yeah. That is so strong.
Well, you know how like... And sorry, not to
sidetrack. No, go ahead.
But you know how Luke Eddy was talking about how the next four expansions for Empire and Republic are going to be like they're going to be canon, but characters that aren't very popular or like weren't heavily requested. We had like the Callus and Lando leak quotation mark if it's real, but then I feel like this is like. Oh, so you're talking about Aphra? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it'd be so cool because, like, you know how Cassian has K2?
Yeah.
You could get Aphra and, like, 000.
Oh, dude.
And that'd be so cool. It'd be so cool because it could be, like, the antithesis. And maybe she's got, like, you know, Incognito and Infiltrate and stuff. It'd be way cool.
Tries to kill Vader every day. Back to the Force ability.
Yeah, so it's Force Barrier. I'll describe it just super quick for those that don't know. It's a Force ability. Non-faction specific, and it says it's a tap, it's 10-point cost. While another friendly trooper unit at range 1 is defending against a ranged attack, during the modify attack dice step, cancel either one crit result or up the 2 hit results. Super strong.
I do like how it's just a straight-up cancel, by the way.
And I'm really happy it happens at the modify attack dice step, because... during the modified attack die step, this is your defending. You know, when you get, the way it works is you declare attacks, you gather your dice pools, you roll, you re-roll, you apply dodge and cover. Sorry, you surge and then you apply dodge and cover, then you modify. So things like impact will happen after the fact, which means that if let's say you're in heavy cover, I don't know, maybe you're a Dubac. And you've got armor 1, right? So that triggers the impact, goes up to a crit, and you're like, oh, I guess I'm going to take that one crit. Well, then you just tap this, and you're like, psych, you take no damage. It's kind of nice.
And I like just how it's trooper, creature trooper, droid trooper, clone trooper.
Emplacement trooper.
Oh, my gosh. Force burying on a laser cannon.
Well, it's so funny, too, because one of my favorite place about this is if you are doing that backline defender, right? Because where do you get the most crits? Like, where's the most, like, what units are throwing out 2 or 1 hits tops all the time? Snipers teams, right? Well, let's say snipers, you can't dodge those because hypervelocity for half of them. Well, now you just force barrier, cancel what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they get that one crit through because of sharpshooter into cover 1.
Yep.
Well, you just cancel their pierce because you can't apply pierce if there's no hits.
And there's it's
pierce applies sure, on the defense when you're modifying the defense dice. So there's no hits to modify.
Right. There and it's not high velocity. So yeah, sure. I didn't get to use a dodge token, but hey, I got this. You know?
Do like situational, yes, but I think this is very powerful.
I think this card has Kenobi written all over it. Personally,
yes. Yes.
Being able to Guardian 3 with Suresu if you did defensive stance to get two dodge tokens. So Guardian 2, dodge those, or Guardian with those dodge tokens, and then you cancel two more hits. Okay.
Like, well, and this even happens before you Guardian too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, let me cancel everything.
And then see if I want to.
Oh, I do want to. I'll just take the rest. Let's say Kenobi went first and he used the other Force ability, Defensive Stance. Spend your two dodges.
Yep. I feel, and let's get into that, those cards too, Offensive and Defensive Stance. Really simply, it's just Defensive Stance is you get two dodge tokens for one, but you can't use aim tokens. And Offensive is just the inverse of that with aim tokens, and you can't use dodge tokens. But with Exemplar on Anakin, Kenobi still couldn't use the aim tokens, but Kenobi can still Guardian those dodge tokens and block for Anakin if he aimed, right? Yes. So I think we're going to see a lot of those two cards. Well, I guess they're the same card, right? You flip it over and it's Offensive Stance or... Have they clarified that, actually? I don't think they have.
No, you flip it at the beginning of the turn, it says.
No, but I just mean, like, do we know for certain that that card flips over to the other stance? Or is that just kind of
what we're guessing? Is it printed on the other side?
Yeah, because I don't think they specified this article.
I would imagine it probably is, because we already have other cards that flip.
Right.
So I would imagine it does, because it says at the start of your activation, you may flip this card, so it probably is.
Okay.
And
I love that it's not an action, by the way. Oh, my gosh. I was worried that it was going to be an action.
I know. That'd be terrible. Like, you'd have to recover to flip it. That'd be dumb. What do you think this gets used more other than Kenobi? Because I'll be honest, I was trying to think about Force users. I don't see Luke using it because his command cards give him dodges. Mm-hmm. And if he needs to aim, I guess Luke maybe if you're using it for the aims, but Dooku has five reds. He only needs one aim. Mm-hmm. Anakin only needs really one aim. Outside of passing to tokens to clones, like where else are these useful?
I think this brings a whole lot of relevance to Palpatine guarding for Vader while they're marching up. I think that is something that I keep on wanting to see in this game, with Palpatine pulling the strings on Vader, getting him up there. Oh, also, if you shoot at him, Palpatine's going to block. I don't know. I want to see it.
Do you think maybe in the future we'll get Inquisitors? And this will help a lot.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be something?
Because I only see these being super relevant.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said that. Oh, I just had to come. I just freaking had a brain moment, big brain.
The ding, the light bulb went off.
There's no limit on this.
What?
When Empire gets Inquisitors, let's say you run three Force users,
like just generic Inquisitors.
Yeah, or just like when Jedi are a thing, like run three Jedi with Ahsoka being an operative, Anakin, Obi-Wan, Ahsoka. Three people can Force Barrier on one attack. There's no limit.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It's a lot. When you take it on Anakin and Kenobi, like, you got to get a lot of hits to get through.
Yeah.
Granted, it's just for each other or for other people, but, like...
But, like, if that fire-supported Z6 is, like, that's going to hurt.
It's a lot. Well, all right. A caveat, we haven't seen the RRG rules for this.
Sure.
We have not seen
those. Also, again, going back to what you said earlier, like, that's kind of like a perfect situation.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, no, you did six hits, no crits. I'm in heavy cover. Cancel all of it.
Also, if you take Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka, who are you guardianing for? You have no list.
You have no points. You're running three phase ones, and they're just holding objectives.
Six activation, double ATST.
Well, the funny thing is, like, when I was trying to make lists today for this, it's easy to make a 9 or 10 activation list that has, like, Anakin in it. It is. It's super easy because he's a little cheaper, but I kind of want to run a 9 activation Kenobi Anakin list. I think everybody in the world's going to do that.
But it's that's hard just to squeeze that 10 activations, too. I've tried. Is. And I don't, just, yeah.
Yeah, I saw Anakin and Rex being really cool, like running a 501st list, because you could get 10 acts with that. And I actually think that's extremely strong, because by that point, you're not really using Anakin as your pounding hammer. You're kind of using him for the Exemplar, because the stances give him two tokens to pass out every turn. Plus, he has reliable, too. So he's just a good battery for your clones. But when the time comes for him to fight, he can fight.
Here, I'm calling it now. Anakin, when you play him, he's going to lift his hammer. Sometimes he's going to hit a nail, and it's going to be very satisfying. But other times he hits a baby, and it's not so satisfying.
Well,
depends. He did kill younglings.
He did. It was funny because
it was funny because he killed kids.
Well, on the Discord today, as people were talking about Anakin, they're like, he's going to hit so hard. On the Legion Discord, their personal emojis, one of them is the kid that's like, Master Skywalker. So when they're talking about how strong you hit, I would go and I would post that emoji there.
What are we going to do?
Oh, it's so funny.
But one thing I'm super shocked by on Anakin that I thought for sure he'd be getting is that he is not getting a command card that gives him teamwork Padme. Or anyone. But I thought for sure Padme would be the... Because they said, like, Padme and Anakin are going to synergize really well. And they do. Like, Padme's card that's going to be able to just remove suppression token by any amount, that's going to be really good.
The exemplar she has and the exemplar he has is going to be really nice.
Yeah.
Because when he needs dodges or when he really is dying for standbys, that's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly. Potential attack twice in one activation, too, with that. Like, I mean, of course, that's any standby, but, like, to move and then have Relentless, right? Like, that's really good. Yeah.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be pretty cool. Yeah. And Master of the Force, I think that's just...
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't have it on his card, but, like, I get it, 160.
Yeah, and I get that they wanted to show that, like, he was growing, like, in power. But that's another of my big concerns. I was like, I'm sure he'll be fine. People will figure out how to use him, and they'll not really care too much. Well, let's actually talk about that real quick. I mean, like, which command cards do you take? Do you take all three command cards? Because this was a debate going on in the Discord, the 801st Discord. And I agree. I don't know. Like, I think you take all three just because you need that reliable two.
Mm-hmm.
You need that... Master of the Force. You need that. What order do you play these cards in?
Well, I think the predictable way is to do a countdown, right? You do the 3 pip. You're going to be range 1 to 2 anyway, so you don't have to worry about it. And then you do the 2 pip. Okay, if he didn't activate first, he gains 1 suppression. But by then, hopefully, depending terrain dependent, that activation gets you out of line of sight of anyone, so you're fine. So you hopefully you get rid of it. But then it becomes a predictable point where it's like 3-2-1. Oh, so he's going to play his 1 pip now.
Claw card.
Yeah, exactly.
I beat him. I think, get a Dooku effect. I win.
And I think that's a valid criticism that everyone has for him, that he's going to be kind of predictable with his command cards. But I think there's a way to throw your opponent for a loop. Oh, you thought I was going to do... This was where the fun begins? Sorry, I'm actually just doing ambush. Like, I'm just going to do that. And then I'm actually going to give it... Or no. Let's say I do assault, and then I have fives on my team. So now, because I knew you'd do my flaw card, I'm just going to be able to issue orders to almost everyone, and then have like a 50-50 chance. So
that works actually pretty well with like seize the initiative, so you can get your operatives and stuff commands on that turn.
Oh, which we didn't talk about yet.
Which we didn't talk about.
So let's talk about that real quick.
Can I just say I'm really happy it's not cunning.
Oh, yeah. How people thought it, yeah.
I really thought it was going to be, and I was going to be really pissed, because I feel like giving cunning on a command card, even for one turn, immediately just says FU to anybody that has cunning. And I get that. Like, I get why it would be good and why it would be so strong, but it would immediately devalue the cost of that keyword and the importance of that keyword. Because suddenly, it's like Syndrome said, if everybody's cunning, nobody has it.
Issue order step. Oh, sorry. No, I just answered my own question.
It's just HQ uplinks. That's right. For
one time
for operatives and commanders.
Yeah. Okay. And that's fine. I don't see myself using this until like I see something potential in a list I make. You know. I don't know.
I actually see this coming. Like if you're playing Double the Fall, for example, you take this.
Oh yeah. Well.
Because yeah. Like especially if you're doing droids, because
it's just one turn that you need to worry about.
Yeah, before. And you were already able to do that, but. Let's say you needed to pop off a little early or you forgot your HQs for some reason. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Let's say you got Cassian, but you still need Luke to get an order.
Yeah, that's true. I do kind of wish that... And I get it. I feel like if... Why even have a flaw card if there's going to be a way to get around it? But I kind of wish that this kind of skirted away. Like, if you played it right, maybe you could get around the whole, you can't get an order this turn. But the way they worded it is very clear. Like, Anakin's not going to get an order that round. Now, obviously, he can still activate if you pull his when you pull his coin or his token. But I don't know. I don't know. I see your point about the Double the Fall lists and stuff like that for Season Initiative. It's okay.
I'm sure there'll be places and like maybe I need to think harder about like the older units and where they can work, like Han and Chewbacca. Yeah. And stuff. But I don't know. I'm sure that'll be a place, because I've heard a lot of people talking about Cassian, and I think that is a very valid place to take it.
Yeah.
My biggest issue is that the training upgrade is, in my opinion, the most important upgrade other than the Force ability upgrade, and that's a very highly contested place. Yeah. It just very.
And that's kind of a nice thing about Anakin, that he's going to have two.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that. He's going to want a lot of stuff.
I almost have no desire. Like, I feel like tenacity is such a mainstay on my saber wielders. On Anakin, I have almost no desire to put tenacity on there.
See, I've been wondering about that, because I kind of want tenacity on him, because then he's throwing six reds.
Mm-hmm.
He's throwing his Vader dice pool.
Yeah.
Granted, it doesn't make any difference for the saber throw, but... You could put anger on there.
Yeah.
Granted, I don't like anger. I think the big thing is we don't know what hatred is yet. Oh. And that comes out with Maul, and that's going to be a dark side one.
Oh, you're right.
And I think everybody is freaking out already, but I think hatred is probably going to be one that's like, oh, that's Anakin. Going on Anakin.
Yeah.
That's right there.
Ugh, that's true.
Anger leads to fear, leads to hate leads to anger.
Is there a character that, well, obviously not. Never mind.
Oh, is it anger leads to hate? Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. So we'll probably...
You said it wrong. It's suffering.
Suffering. Suffering.
Chris, you know, come suffer over here.
Gonna make him suffer for sure.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I'm glad you said that, too, because I do feel like any force ability on any side of the coin... is now a pseudo buff. It's like the Fifth Trooper talks about this. We're referencing all the podcasts out here.
You can tell we've been wanting to.
Yeah,
we've been interested in this topic a lot.
There's this thing that they talk about a lot, and I'm sure they're not alone. So, but anyways, there's this thing in a unit that is like intangible. Like there are things that you can't describe with points, and like for Mandalorians, like their mobility to get where they need to go. No matter the obstacle, with jump, with speed 3, that's just intangible. Sure, you could say, well, it's a 3-point or it's a 3-mini unit, but the intangible part is that they're really good at getting objectives and running away.
Yeah, like there's that point that comes up where it's like Dooku, with just the power he exerts on a table, mm-hmm. the force of just having him in a range 2 bubble, you don't know what he's going to do. But you're not going to, if he's in an area, you're not going to be within 2 of him.
Yep.
You're going to choose to not be there.
I don't know. And I think some of the things that are like that with Anakin is just how well he'll be able to mold. Like, again, he's going to mold into things a lot.
Like, he'll age a lot better. Yeah.
I think as time will go on, there will be things that are like, oh, yeah, like hatred. That's going on Anakin, probably. Or anything else that comes out in the future, dark side or light side. I'm still hoping for light side abilities that are actually worth taking. I feel like Anakin makes Jedi Mind Trick more worth taking on the Republic side, because I love using that on Luke. It's so good on Luke. But on Republic, I haven't really found a light side ability I love.
Well, there's just nothing. Like, Luke has his card, like his command cards that work with it.
Yeah.
To guarantee you can get off those attacks, but...
Well, if you're activating Luke last too, like if you're activating Luke last every activation, you're pretty much solidifying that person is going to have at least one more suppression on them the next round.
Yeah,
and I don't know.
I do wish Master of the Force was Master of the Force 2.
Yeah,
and I'll be honest, this is like a hot take. I think choke is something that's going to be very difficult for me to put on Anakin. I know it's cool he can take it and all, but it's going to be very hard for me to want to take that. Over a lot of the other options that are coming out.
I think it's going to be really crucial to get those units that have, like, they're going to be a thorn in your side. Oh, this guy has, like...
Just get those heavies.
Yeah, the heavies, like, that has, the shotgun with Pierce, for example. Well, I guess he's a mean Pierce, so never mind. But anyway, any heavy or any, like, really obnoxious upgraded unit, you can just choke them, right? You can just get rid of them.
Yeah.
That's one thing I hate about playing you with Dooku is just like, oh, yeah, you're Z6. See you later.
Well, there's always this moment where, like, it's my favorite thing with Dooku. Like, maybe we'll get this with Anakin, too, where, like, I love that moment with Dooku where you charge into somebody and you slash him, and they're thinking, ha, I'm just going to back up and it's not going to matter. But then for some reason you choke a heavy... And the entire game changes. Like, you can see their mm-hmm. mindset change from, oh, does it even matter if I withdraw?
Yep.
I don't have a heavy anymore. That unit's as good as dead. or oh, he moved in here, slashed those guys, and choked that heavy. Well, that other unit that I was going to shoot him with no longer has that gun. Like, there is that mental game that, that's very powerful there. You suddenly feel very defeated.
You're also forcing Echo and Fives, by the way, any two-wound heavy upgrade. You're forcing them to die first. Sure, they have two wounds, but you have to continue issuing wounds to those before you get issued to anyone else. So, like, yeah, I didn't kill Fives or Echo, but I also made sure that they'll die next time they get hit.
This is where I really hope in the RRG update they talk about leader minis. Because if they go into core trooper units, they're the leader mini. Yeah. So I kind of want to see where that goes.
Fives is.
Fives is, yeah.
Oh, no, sorry. Echo is, but Fives is not. Fives is just a regular heavy, if I'm not mistaken.
No, because I think Fives is because he has the...
One of them.
Echo has a sniper for no discernible reason.
Yeah. Echo should be the one that echoes orders. I'm just saying. I'm like the guy in Always Sunny, like with the board behind him, like, Echo just should do...
Charlie. Yeah.
Anyway, is there anything else we want to cover with Anakin? Well,
I don't know. I feel like we've made our points, and I'll be honest, having talked about it, I do feel better about Anakin. Maybe I was just freaking out because a lot of other people were freaking out, but I think he is still going to be a powerhouse to stay on the table. I think he's going to get focused really quickly. I don't know. I think he'll be a hard unit to figure out, but if you can, he'll be very good.
I think there's so many units in this game where before they come out, we see these things and we're like, oh, they're so broken, or oh, they're so bad, and then they come out like the opposite. Like one of the big ones.
On paper is not the same as on the table.
Right. Yeah. Like B2s like that were for us, where it's like, oh, B2s, like roll white die. Oh, man, who cares if they have armor? That just makes them susceptible to impact. No one's impacting your B2s, I promise you. Like if there's a tank on the board, no one's going to focus your B2s like that.
They're going to shoot the
AA. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I still feel, maybe I'm in a minority, but our troopers, yeah, they're coming in hot as they say, but I don't feel like them as a unit, I'm trying to choose my words carefully because I don't want to be misquoted on this. Whatever point balance or rebalancing with ARC troopers in phase twos happen, which we know they're coming, I don't think anything could make me think less of them, if that makes sense. Like, I still think they're going to be fantastic. Even as they stand now, I don't feel like they're broken, but I do feel like they could be pegged down a notch, you know? Yeah. And I'd be comfortable with that.
Well, it's funny because, like, they are very good because of the faction they're in.
Yeah.
They would be really good in any faction, but they're elevated to this other level because...
Well, yeah.
Like, if they weren't getting fed standbys, they weren't getting fed aims and dodges, they're just another unit that you start picking off.
I really hope that the RRG comes out and they just take away the ability to standby share. I wouldn't like that personally.
The more I think about it, the more I'm coming around on that one. That's interesting who you say too, because for a while you and I were both like, nah, if you take away the standby sharing, you destroy their faction identity. I think clones would be just fine if they shared anything but standbys. Because you still get dodges, you still get aims, you're still shooting a lot.
But let's be honest, if I aim and shoot, I'm going to use the aim. There's like maybe 1 out of 10 times that I'm not going to use the aim token. Yeah. But what I mean by that is like I want them to change how the standby works before they change the fact that they can't share it. So like, or at least token sharing I want to change. Like we've talked about before, like I wish it was like unit leader to unit leader, not mini to mini. That way you can't just like catapult your minis up ahead so that way you can share.
Well, it's so that's a good point, because if you think about it, that makes your token sharing actually something more along the lines of like you're not sharing at range 1, you're kind of sharing it like range 1.5, range 2 at some points.
But yeah,
it gets to be really weird because you're always like leaving that one odd mini out at speed 2. So that way, the other odd mini out, who's also away at speed 1, can see each other at range 1. And it's like, okay, that's a little weird. But
also, that means that you can't just, like, because they have to be in line of sight, right? So you can't just park your phase 1 behind a building and then put your phase 2s or ARC troopers up top, because your unit leader wouldn't be able to see them, right?
Yeah.
Like, I just think that might be a better solution. I just think taking... Alex Davey said this, and I agree with him wholeheartedly. I don't think their intention is to nerf them to make them less good. Their intention is to make it work differently so it feels more balanced, and then buff other units up. Maybe Anakin is a showcase of that. Like, maybe, like, if they added another hero that added so much more cohesion to token sharing, it might even tackle on more of the, oh, clones are broken narrative, right?
Yeah.
The left agent. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. The alt-right. I think that's a good point, because, like, what if we were getting another clone trooper named unit, like, with that keyword,
mm-hmm.
instead of Anakin?
It would feel bad.
It would feel extremely bad. So I'm very happy we're getting Anakin. And not only is he's a break from the clone troopers, but he's still more stuff for the Republic. Like, he's still very good, but in different ways.
Yep.
And I do like that Alex Davey did mention that they still want to keep the clones very good. They're the elite faction.
Yeah.
But he mentioned that, like, they're big. A couple of things that I thought were so interesting. He mentioned that he didn't like the fact that they were getting so many troopers on the board. So I bet their heavies go up. I bet their regular points costs go up by 1 point per mini. I really do think so.
Because that does, like, it may seem insignificant, but that 1 point per mini, that's 4 extra points. And then if you want to upgrade, that's 5. All of a sudden, you can't take tenacity now. You have to take situational awareness.
It's 20. That's 24 Obi-Wan points if you're taking 6 core troopers. Yeah. Like, that's half a base ATRT. That is enough to prohibit you from a heavy or 5 Zareko. It makes a difference. It really does.
Well, and again, like, this is all speculation, but, like, I can't wait to see, like, what they do. Because I'm okay. Like, let's say they do take away standby sharing completely. As long as they make other things better or maybe reduce the points, I'd be fine with that. Because I feel like for what they do, if you took away standby sharing, now clones are too expensive and I hate the faction. You just take it away completely.
I don't know, because I still think they're good, because you still have those batteries that sit back. Like that doesn't mean that Padme doesn't share standbys. That doesn't mean that Anakin doesn't share standbys.
It just means that clone troopers can't.
Yeah. If you change it to each clone trooper unit can only share standbys once per round.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. I'm all in favor of, like, making it feel more balanced. And I hate sounding like the...
No, well, you're right. Because
there's
just that point where, like, we all know factions and games and stuff that they're strong. And so when people bring down the fix hammer, they accidentally go way overboard. Yeah. And that's the... As much as we like clone phase ones, people didn't talk about the clones until suddenly you could figure out phase twos and this token sharing. Like, people were just like, oh, clones are good. They're fine. They're basic. They're just stormtroopers that are better. We don't want clones to be stormtroopers that are better. We want the Republic to be its own thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I don't know. And I guess the reason I probably take issue with it probably more than most people would, because I feel like I'm in the minority when I say, like, hey, I don't want clones to just have the Nerf hammer hit them. I guess I mostly say that is because, like, I'm afraid that of what the negative repercussions will happen to my list, because I don't really run the standby clone list. Like we talked about earlier, I stand by for the tank, I stand by for Obi-Wan. Rarely will I stand by freaking ARC troopers or phase twos anymore, because this is not really it's not as interactive, you know. It's just like, oh, okay, I'm gonna burn half my round just standbying and
it's
aiming.
Not a play experience you want.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that, like, if they keep it the same way and then just increase the points of those units, then it's just like, well, why? I don't do that. Like,
you can't really run a Kenobi tank list.
Yeah, exactly.
You're down in activation all of a sudden.
Now my 8 activation list became a 7, and I'm not going to play a 7 activation. Like, I just feel like 8 activation is, like, the lowest you can go. Like, personally, I feel like anything lower than 8 activations, you will lose just by attrition. Like, you just don't have it. So.
That's no, you're definitely right. Especially, like, when people can run, like, 11, 12, 13, 14 activations, like, you just lose because victory points are scored off of unit leaders. Just don't have as many units.
The second you go up against an operative Luke with a 10 activation list and you have your Kenobi and Anakin at 8 activations, sure, you had Obi-Wan Anakin, but you let 2 units do whatever they want, operative Luke.
You got last firsted how many rounds?
Exactly. And that's just not good, like, play experience for me. I don't know. I'm okay with the change. I just don't want it to be I just don't want it to affect me, of all people. Is this a personal attack or something?
I want change. I just don't want me.
I really do want to look into the alternative reality where it's a faction I don't play. You know, like, what if I played Republic, or what if I played droids, and then all of a sudden I played, like the nerf came to the Republic.
Like, I suddenly showed up to, like, yeah, play with a group of Necrons, and then you're in the wrong game, and all this. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
It's weird.
I think that's it for us this week, guys. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I think our opinions are very interesting. I think the discussions going on are very interesting. I haven't seen so much discussion about a unit in a while. I'm happy it's happening because it is healthy. But I would just say, like, just remember to keep your minds open. There are a lot of echo chambers out there.
Yeah.
This could be an echo chamber.
Right, right.
But just remember, like, keep your eyes open. It is a game. It's fun. The RRG and the points changes are coming, so nothing we even talk about now could even matter in a month.
Right. So, and, I mean, if you're, you know, if you like Anakin, that's fantastic. I'm with you. If you don't like Anakin, just remember, play on a mat that has sand terrain. Bye.